Welcome to episode 64 of Life with Mitty. Today we start telling the story of Mitty Goes to Austin. What an amazing trip. And we'll start with some interviews of people that I met at TeslaCon and Cyber Rodeo. We're going to produce some episodes soon that will go back to the original style of Life with Mitty, sharing our experiences as a story being told. Those will be coming up soon. But we're going to start with some interviews of people that we met at TeslaCon and Cyber Rodeo. Now, if you're wondering, no, we didn't score the golden ticket. We tried. We did everything we knew to do, but we didn't get in. But that did not damper our excitement about this trip in any way. The people we met along the way and the relationships that we formed or strengthened is worth more than any trip inside the factory. What's cool is I know some of the people that did get in, and they've shared their experiences with me, and to see their delight at what they saw and some of the pictures that have been shared out, it's been amazing to see what was in that factory. So I didn't get to see it for myself, but wow, what a trip and what great friendships that we forged and improved. Today, we're going to start the interviews, and you will be meeting Matthew Wallace. He'll be sharing his contact information at the end of the interview. For all of these interviews, I'll be asking two questions. First, what got you started with Tesla? How did the interest begin? And then second, what keeps you passionate about Tesla? Why are you still excited? With just asking those two questions, it's amazing where the conversations go. And I was so glad that Matthew was available today to re-record the interview because the audio at the Clive Bar, which was the first stop of the pub crawl for TeslaCon on the 6th of April, was very bad. I would not have subjected you to listen to it. It was horrible. We were even on the second floor. We moved up to a higher floor, hopefully to get away from some of the party din, but we weren't successful. It would have been very hard for you to listen to. Thank you, Matthew Wallace, for submitting to this interview. It was a lot of fun, and here is that interview. I have here with me Matthew Wallace, a YouTuber that you need to get to know. I had the pleasure of meeting him at the Clive Bar, part of the pub crawl for TeslaCon. And Matthew, thank you for joining us on Life with Mitty. I'm so glad that we could redo this interview. It was very noisy trying to do it at the Clive Bar, and I really appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thanks, Doug. Thanks for having me. It's definitely my pleasure to be re-interviewed. Yeah, it was definitely a bit noisy, but overall, I enjoy talking to you during the evening. We even got to talk after the podcast interview. So I definitely had a good time out in Austin speaking to all of you.
Yeah, we had a fantastic time there. And I saw your video earlier today and your recollection of everything that was going on. Something that people definitely want to watch. You had some very interesting and unique experiences. And I think it'll benefit our listeners here at Life with Mitty to go watch your video. I have two questions for you, the same questions I'm going to ask a number of people on these interviews after Cyber Rodeo. Here's my first question for you. What got you started in Tesla? Why the interest?
Ooh, so I guess this goes back to 2018. So, you know, that was still like when Tesla was very new to me. Like, you know, I watched YouTube videos myself about Teslas and, you know, I kind of piqued my interest there, but I've never actually seen one in person nor driven one because, or maybe when I say I've seen one, maybe like, you know, the old school Model S, which, you know, those used to cost like a lot of money. And I thought they were pretty cool, but now, you know, with Tesla rolling out the Model Y and the Model 3, like now they were kind of sitting in that affordable range. So I decided to, you know, reserve one without even test driving one, like a Model 3, without even test driving or seeing one. And then I was in New Mexico for pilot training. I went back home to Arizona. That's where I'm originally from. And of course, you know, there's a Tesla delivery center there that offered test drives. So I decided to go test drive one right before the Thanksgiving holiday. And once I sat in the seat and, you know, pressed on that accelerator for the first time, I was instantly hooked. And then, of course, you know, like I get it onto the freeway and I engage the autopilot for the first time and I see what it can do. Yeah, that's where my love for Tesla began. Now it's kind of more of an obsession, I guess you could kind of say. But I currently have a Model Y, which, you know, if you've seen my YouTube videos, you've seen me drive it, has full self-driving beta as well. And even after using that, I love it.
Well, we both share a love for Tesla, and my love started in 2016 with my original reservation back reveal night on the Model 3 before I even saw it on the video. And of course, 2 years, 1 month, 26 days, I had Mitty the Model 3.
But who's counting?
Oh, nobody's counting. Come on. It's all part of the journey. I mean, you know, people now, they talk about, oh, I had to wait 6 months for a car. I'm thinking, you have no idea. And we both share Model Y. You know, it's awesome that we're both enjoying our Model Ys. And I'm looking forward to Model Y 2.0. I'm going to give it a little bit of time. Looking forward to that anticipated long range plus with 4680s. Because, you know, I could grab one now and try to get an Austin vehicle, but I'm going to give it a little bit of time. I want that longer range. Well, my second question is, what keeps you passionate about your interest in Tesla?
So since we talked last time, my answers actually changed a little bit. So, of course, you know, one thing that keeps me passionate about Tesla is the people. And, you know, because I know there's a lot of Tesla enthusiasts along with a lot of Tesla haters out there. But, you know, after meeting everybody in Austin and just seeing how passionate people were about Tesla and just, you know, about the cause, about, you know, transitioning the world to sustainable energy, you know, while saving the environment. And then, like, I just love talking to everybody. Everybody in Austin, especially during the Cyber Rodeo and during TeslaCon, everyone was super nice. You know, I met, you know, the president and vice president of the Austin Club, you know, Matt and Anwar Beck, who were super nice people. I met some, you know, people from all around the world, and they were some of the nicest people I've ever met. So that's one thing that keeps me passionate about Tesla. The second thing that, you know, kind of recaged me to be passionate about Tesla is, you know, the Cyber Rodeo event itself. Like hearing Elon Musk speak about, you know, everything that Tesla has coming down the pipe. You know, they just delivered their first 20 Giga Texas Model Ys. They delivered 30 at Giga Berlin about a month ago. But just hearing some of the stuff, you know, they got coming down the pipe later, because, you know, this year is all about, you know, ramping up, delivering those Model Ys to, you know, fill that back order. And then, of course, next year is, I call it the year of Tesla. 2023 is the year of Tesla, where we're finally going to see the Cybertruck, hopefully, because I have one of those on order as well. We're going to finally see, hopefully, the Roadster, the Semi, and then hopefully that production, the Optimus bot. I'm actually really looking forward to that. And then the biggest thing as well, I think that a lot of people don't even realize, you know, it was kind of brushed under the rug, is Tesla's designing of their own robo-taxi service, which, you know, Elon Musk described was going to be futuristic. And I think just people, especially, you know, on Wall Street and especially in the world of money, they don't realize just how even just big that alone can be. I say, you know, Tesla's future and the people, that's what makes me passionate about Tesla.
Me too. I mean, I had such great experiences, and I'm so glad to hear you got to get into Cyber Rodeo. For myself, the closest I got was to be around some other people who did get to go into the factory. And those relationships matter. I've been on Tesla Universe now, probably since about September, October, somewhere around when I got 10.2 of FSD beta and got in on the original 100 safety score OGs and got to meet some people that had been testing it for quite a while. And then the larger community of people that came in from Germany, from Ireland, from the UK, from all around the United States, from Canada, got to meet some of those people as well. And not just their voices, although it was very funny. I would walk up to somebody and I'd hear a voice And I knew who they were just by the sound of their voice because I'd spent so much time with them in Clubhouse. And I just walk up to them and never have seen their face before. I mean, I saw their their image that they put up in their avatar, maybe from time to time, but I could identify them just with their voice.
I know how you feel on that one.
Finally can meet the person in person. And we had such a great time. I was so privileged to be a part of different events during that time. I was also at TeslaCon as well. I got to see the Rivian. You saw that one parked outside, I'm sure.
Yeah, I got to see the Rivian. I saw my first Polestar as well. And of course, I saw those three original, like OG Roadsters that were parked in the dirt lot as well. That's funny you mentioned, Doug, about, hearing people's voices, but, not seeing their faces. I actually had a similar experience. I was driving, by Giga Texas. Actually, I went to Giga Texas while I was in Austin a little more than I care to admit. I'd say at least twice a day. I would drive there in the morning, get some beautiful sunrise shots, and then I would go and check it out in the evening. But I'm driving past Giga Texas and I see this group of Teslas off to the side of the road, just past the factory. So, I stop by and say hello because, that's what Tesla people do. We see other Teslas and we want to say hi and chat a little bit. And I hear the voices, and what do you know? It's Jeff Roberts and Joe Tettmeyer, the two of the four Quad Squad members who actually filmed the drone footage of Giga Texas almost every day. I'm impressed on their commitment to that cause. But I was able to actually get pictures with them and, chat with them for a bit. And I was like, man, I've seen you guys, I've seen your videos so much. It's cool that, finally put a face to it because I heard the voices. I knew instantly who they were.
Yeah. It's that moment where you say to yourself, I know these people, but I don't know them. I need to go introduce myself. I need to shake a hand, and if they want a hug, I need to do a hug, whatever the case may be. It was a fantastic experience. I absolutely enjoyed it. I had my friend Craig with me. We drove from St. Peter's, Missouri, and 1,700 miles round trip. But it was one of those things where you would do it all over again just for the relationships that were built. It was fantastic.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you for being on Life with Mitty. I look forward to us collaborating in the future if the situation presents itself. You're one of those people that I got to meet, and I was so glad I got to meet you. And so thanks for being on the broadcast today.
Yeah, my pleasure, Doug. And like I said, if you want to find me on Twitter, my Twitter handle is at MattWallace1701. And then for my YouTube channel, literally all you have to do is just search Matthew Wallace Tesla and you'll find me.
Well, I'm encouraging all of our listeners to do that. You're going to gain from watching Matthew and watching his videos, and reach out to him via Twitter as well. Thanks again, Matthew. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks, Doug. Have a good one.
That's it for this episode. Thank you for joining us. You can always follow me on Twitter at LifeMitty and now on the Wisdom app. I occasionally pop in to do electric vehicle Q&A, talk about Tesla. You'll find me out there at LifeMitty. And of course, empower others. You'll never live life on empty. And we'll talk to you next time.